The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit, and the news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recover of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And spoke to all, and all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Our staff, we were blessed to spend a day of prayer together yesterday, and it was a very powerful day, and we had a wonderful sister with us who gave a wonderful day of reflection, and it was so beautiful for me to see as pastor the faith that we have here in our wonderful staff here at Holy Family. But during my homily, I asked them to close their eyes and to maybe pray for somebody that they've struggled to love. You know, and we've all done that, right? When we work with people day after day, sometimes we have personality conflicts and all those things. And it's so easy for us to point out our differences. And that's why Jesus reminds us of this first reading today, that we're called to love each other despite our differences. And sometimes we are going to hurt each other, but every single one of us is good. And that's what I see in my staff. They're good people who love Holy Family so much. So my dear friends, we're very quick to judge each other, are we not? We're very quick to put people in boxes. And sometimes that can turn into unhealthy emotions that we have towards each other. But we never want that to escalate to hate, because hate is never of God. Hate is from the evil one. But what is from God is love, compassion, mercy, forgiveness. And that's what this beautiful first reading reminds us of today. So my dear friends, let us strive to love one another as Jesus teaches us, and to really see the good in people despite our differences. So who is it that you need to love more today? Who is it that you're struggling to love? And let's lift those people up in prayer right now.